Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com, and if you miss this or other Let's Talk About It, make sure you go to newsdakota.com under Warren Abrahamson News and Interviews, and you can listen to them anytime. Joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, we have University of Jamestown Athletic Director Sean Johnson joining us. And Sean, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren. Good to be here.
Yes, love having you on. Thank you for taking time and joining us. Really, the first time we've had you on since the completion of Neumann Arena. We had you on several times leading up to it, through construction, getting those updates, but it's finally done.
Yeah, I'm a little hurt. I haven't been on in a while. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we're excited. The arena opened in September to rave reviews. In fact, one of the new sports writers in town commented on Twitter yesterday that how our arena was so much better than his alma mater's, a Division II school. So the thing I like to say about Neumann Arena, it's not the biggest basketball arena in right. North Dakota. It's not just basketball arena, obviously, but it's the best basketball arena. And, you know, I've been to the other university arenas in the state, and certainly I'm not knocking them, but in terms of the look, the architecture, the feel, the personality that I think is attached to Harold Neumann Arena, it's second to none in the state of North Dakota, and I think it's the best arena in the NAI.
And I've heard Steve, our sports director, he's told me that it's going to be kind of a gem as far as now joining the GPAC, too. It's going to be kind of like that gem as far as that goes.
Well, it's been interesting. We've had some GPAC coaches up here, and I'm not going to mention any names, but we had one coach up here earlier this year who has a very nice facility, and I was talking to him, and he said, you know, I thought we had the best arena in the GPAC, and he said, I think we just became number two.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Neumann Arena, gorgeous. It's been open since September, and not just sports, not just volleyball, not just basketball being held in there. You guys have had some other events in there, too.
Right. I think one of the biggest events we've had so far is Governor Burgum was in town a few weeks back. His downtown initiative, you know, he's going from city to city to talk about that and other things going on in the state and getting feedback from constituents. And we were able to host that in the foyer / booster room in Harold Neumann Arena. Had a great crowd. It was a great setting for that. We've had a wedding reception for over 300 people, which fit in there very nicely. We've had other events. The nice thing about the front part of the building is that you can open the doors to the booster room and the foyer, and it creates a really, really big space where you can do a lot of different things. Or if you have a smaller event, you can close the wall to the booster room. And in fact, we have an event there today, a smaller event, but it's perfect. And the nice thing about having events in the booster room is we can still practice, and one thing is not interfering with the other. We have great catering in that building. So again, when we had that wedding reception, you know, we had catering for that event. We've catered a number of events in there, and it's been very successful, and it's just a great space. It's a great space for us as an institution as well when we have students on campus, prospective students, to give them a tour of the building and kind of highlight, you know, one of the great things about our campus. And so it's been tremendous, not just for the athletic department, certainly, and not just for the university, right. But I think it's really an asset for the city of Jamestown and for Stetson County, because not only can we host events, but we're hoping to partner with the Civic Center and possibly the high school, maybe even track, to bring new and bigger events to Jamestown to help stimulate economic activity.
Definitely. Sean Johnson again, athletic director at the University of Jamestown, joining us right now on Let's Talk. Thanks for bringing that up to the recruiting tool. I thought it would be good if we mentioned that too, because that's a big deal, not just for the athletics either.
No, it's you know, that's on the campus tour. Yeah, you know, we just don't bring student athletes in that building. We bring all students, because it's not the athletic department building. Mm-hmm. It's the University of Jamestown building. So, you know, we're going to have intramural basketball championships in there. I'm sure we'll expand and do some other things for students. We're moving graduation. You know, this will be the first class that'll graduate on campus. And I don't know how long. Quite a while, I'm going to say.
I think it's been a while.
Which I think is really exciting. And there's been a lot of planning going into that. Dine and bid will be in Neumann Arena. You know, our committee has done a fabulous job dressing up the Larson Center, and it's been spectacular. But the nice thing is they won't really have to dress things up very much in Harold Neumann Arena. And just there's so many different things you do. It has so much flexibility. And I think the phrase I always go back to was what Dr. Bedal said when we were first talking about what this building was going to look like. He says, I don't want a shoebox on the prairie. And I think we accomplished that. I think the other really interesting thing about the building is when you look at the square footage just on the surface level, not going up or down.
Yeah.
It's really interesting and I think amazing how we fit that building into a relatively small space, because you have to remember the Larson Center backs up to it. You've got the turf practice field that is parallel to it.
Yeah.
So we didn't have this huge expanse to build this facility. And I think we did a great job of in terms of architecture and design, of putting that facility in the space that we had. The great thing is we dug down.
Yeah.
So when you walk in, it gives you that presence, that feel you're looking down, you know, which is a really neat feeling.
It's so cool. Yeah.
It really is. And then we went up too as well with the roof structure, which is not flat. You know, it's a rounded roof and kind of the old style field house sense. So it's just when you walk in that building, we had an alum who graduated, a couple alums I ran into last night. One was a graduate, 68, the other one 71, I believe. And they hadn't been in the building yet. And they said, you know, we've heard all these things about how great it was.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do it justice until you actually come here. And they were just blown away. And that's the thing I really enjoy about it, is having our alums come back that have not seen the building yet and have heard about how nice it is.
Oh, yeah.
And then seeing it for themselves and just being, you know, just astonished and proud of what we were able to do.
For sure. It's amazing what one building can do for an entire campus and community and state, for that matter. So, Sean, you brought up flexibility a little bit. Like you said, there's more events, there's more games that are held in there now. And one big event that's coming up, you wanted to highlight a little bit, Family Fun Night is coming
up. So we have Family Fun Night every year. Of course, it's been in the Civic Center in the past. This year, it's at Harold Newman Arena. A little different this year because we don't have a doubleheader. It's just a single game. The men are taking on Trinity Bible on Wednesday, January 31st. Okay. So the game's at 7 o'clock, but the doors will open at 5:30. And all elementary age kids get in for free. Their parents get in for a discount, but we'll have all the games that we usually have set up and food, and our student athletes will be working all the games. And so it's a great opportunity for people maybe that have never come to a game before to bring their kids or grandparents, to bring their grandchildren, and they can come before the game and have a good time and meet our student athletes and play games and have food and then watch the game. And I think it'll be a great experience for them, for their parents, for their grandparents, maybe a lot of people that have never been in the building before. So we're excited to host that on the 31st.
So the 31st, check it out. Family Fun Night at the Harold Newman Arena on the University of Jamestown campus. Sean, anything else you want to toss out there about Harold Newman or how the teams are doing this year?
Sure. Well, again, sticking with the arena, again, if you're interested in renting the facility, you certainly can contact me through email. It's sean.johnson@uj.edu.
Okay.
Carson Peterson, who also works on campus, does a terrific job in scheduling things. And we meet every week and talk about the events that we have and make sure things are coordinated and handled well. And I think, you know, I think the one thing I want to mention to people, we're not trying to compete with other facilities in town. We're not trying to compete with the Civic Center. What we want to do is, again, bring new events to town, generate new activity, new economic revenue for the city of Jamestown. So we're going to work together with all the facilities in town to make things, maybe events we have now, even bigger and better, or try to partner to bring new events to Jamestown.
Certainly. Sean, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Yeah, glad to be here.